morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In a twinkling of an eye, change in them will be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, with all that heavenly host, we begin to sing. Oh, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Oh, millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising God through ages long, heavens, that'll be nice. Hell, oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. To him tonight. Y'all hear? Praise the Lord tonight. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the last verse. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Who's going to be there? What singing, oh, what shouting, amen, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise.
Lord, a great big hand tonight.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think you're under anticipation. Oh, you're in the right place. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior.
Let's sing that last one again.
When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior.
Let's clap it to him one more time.
Amen.
I think that jubilee is going to be the wedding supper. Wouldn't that be nice? be seated. I could have sung it again.
Amen.
Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. With all that heavenly host, we begin to sing. Singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee.
You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I thought I lost my quotes. It's like, ooh, honey, run home quick. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm excited to be here tonight.
Amen.
Like to welcome everybody in the name of the Lord. Yet I am excited and thankful to be here, and the different ones that are listening in from around the world.
Amen.
All the different nations that are represented that listening to this message. How wonderful that this message is uniting the bride of Jesus Christ again. What a wonderful time we've been having.
Amen.
Look at all the things that in the last few weeks, what he has revealed to us.
Amen.
What? Amen.
Amen.
Look, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not even the last few weeks, the last few months, the last couple years, what he's been doing, this message has become a whole new message to the bride of Jesus Christ. It seems like every single time I was telling the brothers that this weekend and praying about the message, Lord, what did you want? That every one that I hear, the next one, it's like, oh my goodness, this is definitely the best one. This is the best one. Oh, this is going to be the best until next Sunday. Then it's going to be that one. It's every message that we listen to because it all says exactly the same thing. But we're going to hear many things. We're going to hear many things tonight that's going to bless the bride of Jesus Christ. The prophet, he said it to us. I counted them in just 28 words what we believe. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I know no denomination or nothing to take you to. There's only one thing I have my faith in. If you believe me, follow what I tell you. That says it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I read that. It's like, it says it all. That says everything that we believe right there. That's the message of the hour. Don't lean to no denomination. Just believe what he says. Have faith in what he says, and that'll carry us and take us home. I pray that you come tonight to be blessed. I pray that you come tonight to shout hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Good. Yeah, amen. I pray that you come to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. If he'll anoint us tonight, this word will just go deep in our hearts. And that's what we are. We want his anointing to be with us. We're going to hear the bride, hear the prophet tell us again, once again tonight, that we are his bride. Confirmed to us. You know, everything else that we do in life, we pray that we're in the Lord's will. I was just telling the brothers back there, you know, you might get a car, you might buy a house, you might buy clothes, you might go on a vacation. It could be, you want to be in his perfect will. Always in his perfect will. What we're doing is his perfect will. Amen. Nothing else matters to me but that right there. Praise the Lord. That's so wonderful to think about that. Everything else, I could be wrong. I could make a mistake. I pray that I'm not. And we pray and we hope for that. But what we're doing here and listening to these messages, it is the perfect will of the Lord Jesus. For the bride of Jesus Christ, there is nothing else. That is life. That's what life is all about, is this message in the Word. We're going to hear God's going to prove to you tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, that you've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Woo! How about that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, other people think they got the Holy Ghost. Some people wonder, you know what Brother Branham says? You ask somebody, do you have the Holy Ghost? Well, I think I do. You ain't got it. But we're going to know that we've got the Holy Ghost. And he's going to reveal to us what is the real way to know that you've really got the true evidence of the Holy Ghost. Through all the centuries it's been that they've had, you know, it's because I speak in tongues, because I shout, because I do this, because I go to church, because I read my Bible and do all these different things. They thought that was the real way to say that I got the Holy Ghost. The last being Pentecost, because they spoke in tongues. How that prophet proved that that was wrong. But he's going to tell us all about it tonight. And you're going to see your name right there. And he's going to ask you that question. It's going to be, that's me, Lord. That's me, Lord. To know, not without a doubt, that you're sealed with the Holy Ghost. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, he's going to tell us, play the tapes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes I do. I feel bad. It's like, goodness, I'm going to make them stand up again, but you can't help it. To talk about the tapes and playing the tapes, that's our life. That's why Father wants and he keeps on every message that we hear. He says it again. I didn't pick out this message tonight because the Brother Branham says something about the tapes. It's on every message we hear. Amen. If you got that spiritual revelation, it's just there.
Amen.
And so that's what's so important to us, that he wants to drive home. That is the message of the hour.
Amen.
The tapes.
Amen.
Amen. What a message that we heard last Sunday. The masterpiece. Amen. Praise the Lord. He told us that we were the family, Father's family, his masterpiece. Do you love how he said that? The smiting of Christ was for a cause, that he might take from him one to be a family, the bride. Oh, I'm the family of God. You're the family of God, praise the Lord. We're one big happy family. Amen. He might take him, he says, the family, the bride. He might take him a bride. So when his masterpiece was perfected, then he had to smite it, to take it from him. Not another piece, not another creation, but the same creation. Amen. We're not part of another creation or something else that he made. We're part of the original creation. Flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, spirit of his spirit, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, if he took from him the original creation to make the bride for him, he never made another creation. He took a part of that original creation. Then, if he was the Word, what must the bride be?
Amen.
We're the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The living Word in flesh again. Amen. Oh. Oh, amen. What a revelation. You may be seated. What a revelation that is for the bride to realize we are the living Word, part of the original creation, not something else. We are it. Oh, if that could just soak in, folks. If that could just go from here down into our hearts to realize who we are. We're getting there. We're getting there. We might get there tonight. Hey, praise the Lord. When was you saved? 10 years ago? Who was saved 5 years ago? You've always been saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Always saved. Oh, from eternity you came. You came from eternity. Oh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The negative is becoming the positive. Oh, man. When I even wrote those words down, it's like, Lord, the reality of that, how that prophet said, he says, it looks like the shadow of shadow. And he goes, pretty soon, he says, it becomes one. And we're just a shadow. How he explained that to us, he said that the trees and everything, he says, it's just a shadow. He says, this is the negative, the positive, someplace over there. We don't understand all those things, but we believe it all.
Amen.
Just like that city he told us about. He's there building it for us right now. Four square. The world thinks, The bride knows it's a pyramid.
Amen.
We know things no one knows.
Amen.
What's so wonderful tonight, you're going to hear things that isn't even pertain to us, but the Lord loved us so much, he's going to tell us all about it. He said it wasn't even for us. He said it was for the Jews. It wasn't for us. But he loves us. And he wants us to know. God's got no secrets with his bride. When you're married, you ain't got no secrets. I love you, Lord. How do we know these things are true? Because we're constantly in the Word. Amen. That's the key, is to be constantly inside of that Word. And what is the Word for us today? This message. This message is the Word for us today. It is the living Word that we just heard for us the very today, brought to us by God's prophet. Amen. The messenger of the hour. And what is a prophet? He's going to tell you tonight, but I'm going to tell you. It's the living Word of God made manifest. Amen. Wow, you may be seated. Wow. Yeah, praise the Lord. The living Word being made manifest. What other great things did he tell us the other day? We learned Sunday that the Lord showed his prophet us in a vision. He saw us. Who did he see in a vision? I was there. Amen. I was there. You was there. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. He said it was that second seed, the Omega, the second seed. He said there was the Alpha and the Omega, nothing in between.
Oh, amen.
Amen. So we are the Omega, the ending that he says that it comes up, the first and the last. But what were we all doing in that vision?
Amen.
It's so important to remember this was not a dream. It was a vision.
Amen.
A vision.
Exactly.
It was happening. It's happened. He saw it happen.
Wow.
And what was all that coming by him and everything? What were we doing? Mm-hmm. We had our eyes on him.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen closely. He said, but I've got a watcher.
Amen.
He says, I've got a watcher closely. She'll get out of step with that word if she goes by. If she goes by, we have our eyes on him. Listen to what he says. He says, and when he was gone, he says, maybe past my time, when I'm gone, that I'm not here, after my time, she started looking somewhere else. He said, they got their eyes on something else. He says, now remember, this is a vision, this is me. The church, not the bride, followed a what? A witch. Remember, he was so distressed. He said that first bride that it came by and how beautiful it was. And he said those women and everything and their long hair and how beautiful it was. Blessed his heart. And he says, then it came and he cried out. And he said, Lord, surely this is the church. And it was the church, all right, but it wasn't the bride. Then after that, he says that they went off. And he says they took off. And he says that group, he says they went off and they went off to the left-hand side. He says, they went off on the left-hand side. Now, the prophet doesn't just say something just to be saying something. Everything has a meaning. Sometimes we don't know what that meaning is. It's like this. I don't know what that meaning is. He didn't say. He said, though, he says, they followed that witch, and they went off to the left-hand side into chaos. That's what he said. They were following him, the church. He says, but there was some others that after that they passed, when they got their eyes off of him, he said, they started watching that other church. He says, they were watching that other church. And he says, and they got off. He says, but in a different direction, they got off on the right-hand side. Remember him saying that? He says, they got off on the right-hand side. They're watching that church, but they didn't follow that witch, which is the ecumenical council, but they were following something else, and they got off. They started drifting off into a different direction. They started going. They wasn't listening to him. And he said, they were trying to get back. They got back. They were getting back in line. What was it that brought them back into line? The voice of Elijah. Amen. Get in line. Get in line.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We're in line.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the only thing that brought them. And he says, they got back. They were trying to get back. He says, one or two. And you listening in. He said, they were represented from every nation. He said, just one or two of them got off. But when he was screaming, and he does in the message, the rapture is where he comes in. And he says, he was screaming to them, get in line. So the only thing that can bring that bride back in the line is the voice of Elijah.
Amen.
This message.
Amen.
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 Praise the name of the Lord. We never got out of line. Woo!
Amen.
We kept our eyes on him like he told us to.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You that are here and listening in across the nations, you're going to hear prophecy being fulfilled tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Because that we are doing exactly what the prophet said to do.
Amen.
There may be some across the nations, around the world, that even this tape would meet in their homes or their churches.
Amen.
Here we are. There you are. Play tapes in churches. I think that's just what he said. Amen. Aren't you glad you're obeying the word of God? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow, what an exciting time that we're living in. That we just, it keeps lining up, doing exactly what that messenger told us to do. Get the people to believe you. Nothing will stand in your way. It's exactly what we're doing. Listen to him, church. We would pray, Lord, that while the service is going on, now he's talking about people listening to the tape in their homes or their churches. That's us. That's you listening in. Or the tape is being played.
Amen.
Whatever position we might be in, or what condition, whatever condition you're in, whatever, may the great God of heaven honor their sincerity of their hearts this morning and heal the needy and give them what they have need of. Whatever you have need of today, you can have it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's prophecy. Right there. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. That's a living message right there. That's a living word. It doesn't get no more living than that right there. Because that's the prophet of God speaking through his prophet to us, saying when you're listening to these tapes, wherever you are, whatever you have need of, whatever condition you're in, I'm going to pray for you and you can have it.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. 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 We are hearing the love letter.
Amen.
Amen. We have caught the vision.
Amen.
We are the vision.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Pray you may be seated. I can't wait to get into this message. How important is it to hear this message at last? God give Abraham a sign. Really? He gave him a sign of circumcision to recognize his faith. That was a sign to him that he accepted his faith of what he did. In our day and time, what is it? It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that you've been sealed. That's the sign of our time. So what is it that we want to know? If it's the most important thing, I want to know what it is, the true evidence to do that. I've got that because we've got to have it. That's the sign that he gave Abraham. All the way down through, you got to have that. A lot of them claim that they've got it. Even Brother Branham said, what is it that they're out there that they say that they've given their heart to the Lord and we've accepted him as our Savior and they're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? He said, you're not baptized into nothing. It's incredible. Let me insert this real quick. I told these brothers this the other day. I went to a restaurant the other night, and it so blessed my heart. I didn't plan on telling you this, but it was when I was coming out, a man come by and he was, would you buy me something to eat? Buy me something to eat. And I looked at him and he said, well, buy it for my dog. And I said, I'll buy you. If you want something to eat, he wanted money. And I said, I'll buy you something to eat. So anyway, we walked in, I got him something to eat and he came out and he said, you know, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. So we started talking and, you know, I was trying to slowly come up. He said, man, I need to change my life and everything. And he says, I just need to be different what I am. I've come to this place to what I am and everything else. And he says, it's just, I'm a wreck and I need to change my life. So I real gradually start talking to him about the Lord. You know, I said, you can. It's got to come with inside of you. It's got to be you. You've got to want it. It's not somebody else. It's got to be you. So as it progresses, quite a long time that we start talking about denominations and stuff. And I said, all the denominations, they're so mixed up. I said, are you have any religious backgrounds? And he says, yes, yeah, I'm Roman Catholic. And I said, okay. He said, I went to a Catholic school. And I said, okay. And I said, well, the Catholics, like the Protestants, like the Methodists, like the Baptists and everything else, I said, they get baptized. You're probably baptized. I said, you're probably sprinkled on. Yeah, he says, I think I was. And I says, but the Bible says that you're supposed to be submersed. He goes, wow, never heard that before. And I said, yeah. And I says, you know, and I says, and all of them, I says, they say that you should be baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I says, Father a name? He goes, no, it didn't. I says, Son a name? He goes, no, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's so simple. If that word is there, it just makes even sense. He goes, I never even heard things like this before. Well, we went from serpent seed to everything else. Are you in here tonight, Mark? I'm surprised. But you never know where that seed is. To talk about it, that God gave him. And I told him right there, I said, you can never be the same person that you are right now. Because you've heard the words of eternal life. Amen. This is the truth. Amen. He says that we are. We can impart eternal life. Amen. And if he believes it, that's imparting eternal life right there. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the end of the world. When the Son of Man, not the Son of God, when the Son of Man will be revealed. Amen. Who is the Son of Man in this day? It's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, revealing himself through God's prophet. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. That one we should all stand up on. Amen. Okay. A prophet doesn't only mean a seer and a forth teller. It means a revealer of the word that's written. Amen. His own life, his own words reveals and vindicates the word of that day.
Amen.
Whoa. His very life vindicates the word for that day.
Amen.
Did his message and his life vindicate all the scriptures? Did he vindicate and live Malachi 4?
Yeah.
Luke 17, 30?
Yeah.
Hebrews 4, 12?
Yeah.
Revelations 10, 7?
Yeah.
Then Jesus, the Son of God, revealing himself by the scriptures, making that scripture that has been predestinated to this day like it was in that day and all others' day live.
Yeah.
So it was the living word of God. And to believe that is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. So you believe that? You got the Holy Spirit! Woo! Amen! You got to be real happy for that one. The true evidence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And to believe that he is. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's not William Branham's thoughts. It's the thoughts of God speaking through William Branham. Amen. How happy are you for that tonight? Praise the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. You're so great. All the things that you tell us. To have that spiritual revelation that we have. We cannot contain ourselves. And it doesn't matter what the enemy says to us.
Amen.
How he tries to discourage us and tell us that it's not, we know we are. We know that we're in the will of the Lord. We know we're doing exactly what that prophet told us to do. And that prophet was the revealed word for this day. And that message, that word, living in his bride, we're not part of a different creation. We are part of the original creation. When he struck his side, here we are. How he took us back to the beginning when Adam fell, he started it right there, making a way for us. He come to feel what we feel, to go through what we have to go through so that he can sympathize with us. The greatest sacrifice that was ever given. Yes. What love, what pure love. And then he started restoring back again. There's no one that knows the things that you know. There's no one that can hear but has the revelation to know the things that you know. Amen. To be revealed to you in this last day. That it is the words of eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he's here tonight to meet our every need. He knew over 50 years ago, he knew before the foundation of the world we're going to be here. And then he spoke through his prophet to tell them, when they're listening to that tape in their home or in their churches, I'm going to pray for them.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. A living word. It's the Holy Spirit right here living with us. And all the many needs that we have, he knows each and every one. And he's here and going to grant each and every one. You have faith to believe that tonight? Your faith should be so high, Lord, that I see without a doubt, Lord Jesus, I'm sealed with your Holy Spirit because I believe this message with every fiber that's in my body, Lord Jesus. I believe it is the message of the hour.
Yes.
I believe that it is pointing us to Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ in the end time coming again, showing that he lives and dwells
Amen.
In us again, a restored bride.
Yes, Lord.
And that you're all part of it.
Yes, Lord.
And we're gathered together to hear that word, to hear the master speak to his bride. What a love letter.
Hey.
What a true love letter. Some don't understand it. They just go right over it, but not us. Oh, Lord, open up our ears tonight. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit tonight so that every word in our love letter tonight, Lord, we want to hear it, we want to recognize it, we want it to go deep in our heart. That you even love us enough to tell us things that don't even pertain to us. You want all mysteries to be revealed to your bride. How great thou art, Lord Jesus. And if you have a need up in your heart, just raise your hand to him and say, Lord, do you know what my need is? And Lord, our number one need is to be closer to you, more like you. And it is, we raise our hands tonight, Lord, and say, anoint me. Holy Spirit, anoint me tonight that this word will go deep in my heart, Lord. Give me a greater revelation of this word. You said the greatest thing that we can pray for is revelation. Give me more revelation, Lord. Prepare me, Lord, for that rapture, for that time. We believe it's coming, Lord. Get me ready, Lord. And whatever's not like you, Lord, take it away. Just look deep in our hearts, Lord Jesus. May we hold it right there as, Lord, you come by and we grab you and we touch you and we hold on.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out. As we go. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, Lord, how there's just no words in our human vocabulary to express the thankfulness that we have to what you've given us in this last day, Lord. Father, what a privileged, above privileged people, Lord, that we are. Lord, that you thought so much of us, Lord, that you'd reveal us even the little secrets, Lord, that, Father, don't even pertain to us, Lord, we'll be gone. But, Father, you decided to tell us at all the story from the beginning to the end, Lord. Father, how it encourages our hearts, Lord, to, Lord, know that we recognize this message, recognize the messenger. Lord, recognize that voice, Lord, how it just pierces into our soul, Lord, and how it just comforts us and lifts us up and encourages us, Lord. Father, Lord, that's nothing that we can do on our own. It has to come from you, Lord. It's that deep that calleth to the deep, Lord. And Father, we didn't place that in our hearts. You did, Lord. And Father, to know that if we recognize who that is in our day, Lord, that's the very sign of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Truly, Lord, it should just anoint us and we shout from the housetops, knowing and telling everyone we've got the truth. We see it, we recognize it, and we're sealed in, and there's nothing that we can do about it, Lord. It's all you. How we love you, Lord, and we just adore you, Father. We thank you, Father, for opening our eyes in this last day to hear your word, Lord. And Father, as we hear this, the Feast of the Trumpets tonight, Lord, may you anoint us like never before, Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit over our hearts and our ears to catch every word, every jot, every tittle, every sound, Lord. Every pronunciation is important to us, Lord, for it's your voice, Lord, speaking to us. Oh, how we love you, Lord. How we just appreciate you and want to say it one more time that we adore you with everything that's in us, Lord. Father, everyone that had a need on their hearts, Lord, and the ones listening in from around the world, from the east and the west, the north, the south, truly we're being gathered together, Lord, just before we go. And we're under this word, Lord, and how thankful that we are. Lord, we just pray you'd answer every need, Lord, on every hand. Lord, the needs that are written on this pulpit, Lord, we just pray. Lord, we have confidence when we come before you, knowing that we're part of you, Lord. We're your son and we're your daughter, and we're asking, we're presenting this token, the message of the hour, with our prayer, believing and knowing that everything will be all right, Lord. Knowing that we're in your perfect will, Lord. What else could we ask for, Lord? To know that we're walking in step with our eyes on that messenger, Lord. Not moving to the right or left. We want to stay right there in line, Father, with all that we have. Oh, we love you, Lord. Be with us the remainder of the service, Lord. As we sing songs of worship, Lord, may your Holy Spirit just be pleased and move and just come down in a special way, Lord. We commit ourselves and all that we are into you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How many's happy to be here tonight? Amen. How many's hearts are encouraged tonight? Amen. I just cannot wait to get into this message. Oh, my heart's bubbling over. But before we do, we just want to sing some songs of worship to him. For truly, he is Lord. He's everything to us. And I like to start out with that little chorus, he is Lord. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead. And he is Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess is Lord.
Amen. Lord, we're so grateful, and what a privileged people we are, Lord, to gather here this morning or this afternoon, Lord. And Father, we just truly believe thou art Lord. Lord, your word is perfect, Father. It never changes, Father. You're always the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And Father, as we gather together this afternoon, Lord, pray that you would anoint our hearts to receive this word, Lord. We love your word, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for it, Father. Now, Lord, be with us as we these tithes and these offerings, Lord. Pray your blessings, Lord. And bless the ones that give, Father. Grant it, we ask, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
For he is Lord. He is Lord, and he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue is Lord. Just once more. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Floating down the stream of time, we have not long to stay. The stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take courage, for we're not left alone. Oh, the lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Oh, our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Sometimes the devil tempts me and says it's all in vain to try to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. But then we hear the Master say, I'll lend you a helping hand. And if you only trust me, I'll guide you to the land. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. The lifeboat boat soon is coming by eyes of faith I see. As she sweeps through the water to rescue you and me and land us safely in the port with friends we love so dear. Oh, get ready, cries the captain. Oh, look, she's almost here. Oh, cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trial will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Oh, now's the time to get on board while she is passing by. But if you stand and wait too long, you shall forever die. Oh, the fare is paid for one and all the bag bids you come. And get on board the lifeboat, she'll carry you safely home. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Oh, our trials will soon be o'er. Oh, our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming. Gather the third verse. Oh, the lifeboat soon is coming. By eyes of faith I see. As she sweeps through the water to rescue you and me. Oh, and land us safely in the port with friends we love so dear. Get ready, cries the captain. Oh, look, she's almost here. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Oh, our trials will soon be o'er. Oh, our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. And I will fly away, oh Gloria. Fly away, I shall not die. Well, I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Yes, I will fly away. I'll fly away. By and by, yes, I will fly away. It's some glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away and to a home on God's celestial shore. And I'll just a few more weary days and then I fly away into a land where joy shall never end. Yes, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll may be seated.
To know
you, Sister Valerie. Truly, His grace is sufficient for all of our needs. His love is abundant. Truly, how thankful that we are to have that grace extended to each of us. Amen. And truly, as a little bride, we can sing this little chorus that all is well. Amen. Oh, all is well. All is well. We have heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. Oh, there is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. For all is well. Yes, all is well. Message, Shalom, and all is well. For there is a place of perfect rest behind the inner man. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well.
Once again, what a privilege and honor it is for us to be gathered together to hear the message, the Feast of the Trumpets, another mystery that's been hidden since the foundation of the world, but now being revealed to the bride of Jesus Christ. Father, may you anoint us to hear this message and that we can become more like you. What a privilege to introduce and let come to this platform to bring us this message, the Feast of the Trumpets, our prophet, William Marion Branham. Amen. Bless you.